host of Numbers with Wings on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Sunday afternoons at 2 p.m. How did I get into this? Funnily enough, it was at a fundraising a couple of years ago, doing a dad joke contest with DJ Over Easy, then a couple of guest spots on his show, and they gave me my own show. Nothing beats the thrill of a live broadcast. I like to promote new Canadian and local music while also sharing songs from my past. Our funding drive runs from November to December 31st. Donations can be made via CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support of CFRC 101.9 FM. Hello, tis I, DJ Tangent, and you're listening to Numbers with Wings. Slightly out of order today because, hey, why not? We live for the chaos. It's a little after 2, 5 after, roughly, more or less, here at CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca in Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, K70396. A lot of people have been doing sort of Christmas shows. I'm not going to do a Christmas show. I am going to play a couple of Christmas-adjacent songs, so we shall start off with the first of them. I think it's sort of considered a Christmas song, but then I saw recently that there's another video to it which isn't Christmas. Anyway, we'll call it Christmas. Here we go. It's 2,000 Miles by The Pretenders. I'm back. It is I, DJ Tangent, and yeah, okay. So that was more Christmas adjacent. That was a group called Pilk Silk. It's spelled P-I-Q-S-I-Q. And it consists of sisters Tiffany Ayalik and Inuksuk McKay, who are acclaimed Inuit throat singers and, well, acclaimed Inuit throat singing duo with their take on Jingle Bells. I found that on, ear thing. One of these days I'm going to remember what it's called. And I thought that sounded really cool. And hey, why not play it? I like it. Good stuff. So this past week, I saw some live music. Let's work the calendar. Thursday it was that I saw Nicholas Campbell at The Buckle. That 21-year-old man is a virtuoso. I mean, I have a Gretsch guitar, not as fancy as his. I have a Fender Princeton reissue, again, not as fancy as his. Mine's black, his is blue Tolex. Plug him in, sounds nothing at all like what he is playing. Just magical. Magical. So I'm going to play a song by his. It's unfortunate that it just doesn't capture the... there's something about the live performance that it's not quite captured on the recording. The song I'm going to play is Shoulda Woulda Coulda, which is, if memory serves, he said it was written by local legend Pat Temple. What were they called? Pat Temple and the High Lonesome Players, I think. So that was Thursday. Friday was the Mature Themes. Strange Happenings and Wine Lips at the Merchant. Not the Merchant, jeez. Oh, man. This cold. It's taking my brain with it. The Mansion. Yeah, the Mansion. Wine Lips are really good. They have a live session on KEXP, so you know they're pretty famous. Again, I recommend checking that out. Really good stuff. I don't have any Mature Themes, so I'm going to play, well, I'm going to play Nicholas Campbell. I'm going to play Wine Lips, and then I'm going to talk, because I don't want to give away too much stuff at once. All right, here we go. Take it away. Nicholas.
Effort and I split the check. I shoulda, woulda, coulda, but I didn't. Shoulda, woulda, coulda, but I didn't. Didn't get the gal, cause my luck ran out too soon. Driving her home in my hot rod car, I thought I had the gas, I could make it that far. But when we pulled up to a red stoplight, shoulda put her up earlier, cause we're still gone now. In the inner answering machine. I should've, would've, could've, but I didn't. Should've.
So we get wireless headphones. I saw them rolling over the cord. All right, Desai. DJ Tangent here, Numbers with Wings. We've reached just about the halfway point. And that was Good Go with Burnin'. That video that they made for that has been at festivals and has won at least honorable mentions, if not actual prizes. So that's pretty cool. Although, Emily Steeles is legendary. Okay. Enough about me. So I was looking at the old Earshot. That's what it's called, Earshot. Ha, I knew it would come to me eventually. The other day. Yesterday. Maybe today even. Oh, wait, tangent time. Thursday night, I was asked by two people, one who is involved at Amherst Island Radio and another one who is the, he's actually the treasurer of this place, George something. I'm sure he has a last name. And then Friday, when I was out doing some Christmas shopping. I was wearing my CFRC toque, the new one with the, 101.9 FM on it, the whole thing. Three people asked me what my show is about, and I was stumped. Because I know, like, when I was asking if I could have a show, they make you kind of fill out this little form and says, what's your show going to be? And it's always so hard to describe. So I was puzzled. But it is what it is, right? I play some songs and I go off on tangents and random stuff and hopefully entertain people and with my soothing voice on a Sunday afternoon, keep you all calm and quiet. I don't know what this show's about. What is music? It's music. What was it? The streaming service that had like 156 different genres I listened to? Like, that's craziness. It's all music. There are two kinds of music. Music I like, music I don't. I don't know. I play music I like. There we go. Okay, so on. Oh no, I've forgotten it again. Earshot, thank you. Mind, yes. It's a terrible thing to waste. I found this. Again, as I've mentioned before, sometimes it's just the song titles or the album title even that gets me. So I just came across this band. It's like a guy and some other guy who plays, I think, drums with him. What's his name? Michael something. He's from Toronto. But the song title that I saw was Chill Personality Disorder. I thought, well, I got to check this out. And so he's got a whole collection of the band. It's called Iffy Cult. And like the song title is Fun Space DE Space Mental Good Days, DAYS, Unshine, Marco Polo, and some other ones. But those are the ones that are kind of funny. Caught my eye. So the song I chose actually is one called Zine Famous, which, I mean, that's my goal, right? Someday I want to be Zine Famous, at the very least. So that's one of the brand spankers, if you will, I'm going to play. And the second one, we're getting all cultured today. We're playing some Akid Niandere from guys from Karaket. I've been there. I did a French exchange when I was in grade 11 back. Well, you don't need to know how long ago that was. That's in Nouveau-Brunswick, but they recorded this album in Quebec. And the band's name is Rodney the Walrus. And the EP is called Through the Chat, which is the name of where they recorded in Percé, which is in Quebec. And the song I'm going to play is Huit de Maisonette. And maybe at the end of the show, because it's a really short one, I might play one called OK. But premièrement, firstly, Iffy Cult with Zine Famous, and then Rodney the Walrus.
Meet you at your high rise. They want you. Same thing as she comes home and drinks. The cold air will tear you blind. I hate what it does to me. The old gray maritimes ain't what she used to be. Show me where the proof is. Truth is, I'll be sitting pretty with the cutest little bitty that you ever seen on my knee. She'll be singing blues to me, and who's to say she shouldn't be? But Judas, I'm confused. It's like she's taking all the cues from me. Absolutely could have been the Buddha and the booze in me, but I can picture perfectly the music that I used to be. And ooh-wee, has she picked the pipe bones and passed me a light? Cause I'm leaving here tonight. Wait, I was thinking of fog. I was stricken with the fictions of the different outlaws. I was fed up with them whipping the jaw, calling me chicken and stuff. This dog grandma, heavy-handed with the granite, telling you to cram it. Sam Salmon. Sam Salmon. Sam Salmon. Sam Salmon.
Cold air will tear you blind. I hate what it does to me. The old great maritimes. She used to be. Show me where the proof is. Truth is, I'll be sitting pretty as the cutest little bitty that you ever seen on your knee.
So I threw in an extra one there because I was feeling kind of New Brunswick. I really liked the line in that song, the old gray maritimes ain't what they used to be. Yeah, so that last one was Sam Salmon and the Grand Menon Bandits with Sam Salmon Anthem. Wow, say that three times fast. Before that, we had Rodney the Walrus with Huit de Maisonnette, Les Meilleurs de la sur la planète, ouais. And Iffy Cult with Zine Famous. So let's talk funding drive. Funding drive, funding drive. So we've reached a little over $15,000, the last I saw, toward our goal of 25. So why should you donate? Well, because it's the right thing to do. But local music, I think. We try to support local music. You may have heard earlier today an interview with Oscar Evans, and he was mentioning how, you know, local music we try to promote here, like whatever Oscar's playing. Well, DJ Over Easy is all over the Oscar files. Not so much, because, I mean, I don't mind. Jazz isn't my bag, so, you know, whatever. To each his own. About other local acts like, you know, Good Go, Emily Steele, and The Deal. Kira, The Empties, for example, Susanna Shea, you know, the whole release radar thing and all that. So if you'd like us to, you know, be able to keep doing that, won't you please lend a hand? And, you know, you all need something to believe in. time, once again, for the unofficial theme song of the fundraising drive here at CFRC, the Ramones. Something to Believe In. Won't you please lend a hand? And that is coming up on TT1.
We'll be right back.
Casper Skulls with Petty at a Funeral. I saw Casper Skulls Spring Reverb, I guess, at Musiki upstairs. It was so, so crowded. Unbelievable. I think that's what I played. Maybe not.
I love you.
À bientôt.